you have a young teen asking for a little help with buying Christmas presents? Hi, this is Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. Well, maybe now's the time to help them get on a simple budget. Here's Crown's founder, the late Larry Burkett, with some seasoned advice.
A general guide to use in budgeting at 10 to 16 years old is a very simple budget. The first part of their income ought to go to God. Now, the question's often asked, should I force my children to tithe? I would not. At 1 to 10, I would probably show them tithing. In other words, I would encourage them and tell them to do it, because at that age, you're building in principles. At 10 to 16, it ought to be their choice, because what you're trying to find out is, do they believe what you've been teaching them? Are they committed to God, or are they just going on your commitment? But if they're going to give, a minimum ought to be at least a tenth. That's what I've told my children. Send it anywhere you want that goes into God's kingdom. Second, you ought to have 25% of their total earnings during that time put aside into a savings account for specific use. And that you ought to have an emergency fund for them for 15% approximately. And about 50% of their earnings ought to be able to be spent by them in a manner that you approve of within their budget. Now, I shared that with my 12-year-old son, and about 2 weeks into it was when he came down and said, this is not a very democratic plan. And it absolutely was not democratic. It was totally dictatorial. And the reason for it was, I am supposed to know more than he does at that age. I am supposed to be his counselor at that age, and I am supposed to lay down guidelines that are help him the rest of his life. And you are too.
I invite you to be a part of Crown's mission here and around the world. Your financial support of this ministry is important. And when you make a generous donation of any amount, I'll send you Total Life Stewardship, a brand new guide to help you steward well. Give generously today at crown.org. That's crown.org.